Hello, this is Guru Ma, and you're listening to the Godflow podcast.
Don't take the safe path.
You're literally going against nature. You're going against your own stream.
Has any great change on your planet ever been created by anyone who wasn't crazy?
I am not the flesh. I am the energy, the consciousness, the being in the flesh.
And so those experiences of, okay, I got to get this thing to be happy, we know that's not it anymore. We recognize and we understand that the only reason we really are here is to tap into the cosmos.
Hello, welcome to the Godflow podcast. I hope your day is going beautifully. Even if it's not, it still is, because at the end of the day, how would we know what the good days are if we never had bad ones? At the end of the day, all pain is just rain to help us grow. So regardless of whatever day you're having, you're blessed, and I'm happy that you're here. And I hope that the rest of your day, or the rest of your time, night, evening, whenever you're listening to this, morning, is a reflective one, and it is a growing one, and you find peace within it. So today's episode, I was kind of racking my brain about what I wanted to kind of deliver, because that is also, to me, I really try and aim to tap into the collective vibration, because we are all going through common things, and it's something that I think we fail to remember and fail to realize, that seasons happen in nature, where if you look at everything in nature, whether it's the plants, whether it's the animals, the weather itself, it changes within the seasons, and certain things happen within the seasons, whether the animals, some animals hibernate, whether the leaves fall off of trees, whether the days get longer or shorter. These things happen these things happen to our planet, and in that way they happen to us too, but we don't realize that we're little mini planets walking around here, that all of these seasons and all these changes are happening within us mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And a lot of the times, because we're not paying attention to that, we just think that we're just having a bad point in our life, or at a low moment, or wherever it is. So it's about paying attention to the seasons that are changing within us all. So it's the seasons that are changing within us all. So partly when that happens, I feel like there is a collective change and a collective shift that also happens around a certain time, especially around winter time. They call it the winter blues. But you'll speak to a lot of people. I've definitely spoke to a lot of people in the last couple of months that are just going through it. Every time I speak to someone, whether they're on the other side of the world, there'll be something that's like, yeah, I'm just feeling a bit low, or, oh, I just feel this and I just feel that. And it's very important to understand that you're not alone, and we're all going through these things. And as much as you're an individual, you're part of a collective nature or collective planet that are also going through changes and transitions and vibrational shifts. So I always try to and aim to tap into the collective, whatever that is. But something that kept on coming to my heart and my mind was pain, because, and discomfort, anxiety, depression, things like that, because around this season, you'll find that those things are more prominent amongst people, amongst yourself in your life. You just feel like down. It's just the winter blues. You feel down. But it's really looking and investigating what that is and why that is, and then how we can deal with that. Because some things are transitional. Look at winter. Things die in winter, and it's not a bad thing. Leaves, like trees don't cry when they lose leaves, okay? Trees aren't like, what's gonna happen to me? Oh my gosh, I don't have any. I'm naked. Trees don't have a panic attack every time they lose leaves, and the animals that find shelter within them don't freak out either. Like, what's going on? My home's changed. I have nowhere to live. I don't believe that animals or trees do that. I think they just allow the seasons to change, understand that whatever's happening is happening, and go with the flow and move accordingly. Us as humans, we haven't mastered the art of flow completely yet, because we are so comfortable at adjusting our, I want to say our moods, our temperaments, but we're so, even our lives, we adjust our lives to suit our comforts, and we want to be as comfortable as possible. So when things feel uncomfortable, we freak out a lot of the times. But that uncomfort is growth. To me, whenever you lose perception again, however you look at things is how you're going to experience them. But anybody that, say, works out or goes to the gym or even plays an instrument, anything like that, where you have to put your trains, martial arts, whatever it is, there goes to a period of time where your body literally aches. Whenever, whatever you're doing, whether your hands have to stretch for you to play the piano, the guitar, whether your muscles have to grow and stretch when you're working them out, there's this pain period that happens, and this discomfort is a signal or a sign to you that something is happening in your body and you're growing. And in life, we are so unsettled by emotional, mental, and spiritual uncomfort that we just end up freaking out instead of stopping and taking a moment and breathing and saying, hey, this is just a growth period. Listen, I'm saying this to you guys, and it's not as if I don't, it's not like I'm above this. It's not, just because I'm sharing this and exchanging thoughts does not mean I've risen above and I'm okay. I still freak out too. Am I freaking out right now? Possibly, maybe, yes. Let's just say a solid firm yes. I'm always in a state of what the hell, what the bleep. I would add a bleeping sound, but production is not at that point in the show yet. So we're just going to bleep manually. What the bleep, okay? That's how, sometimes how I feel most of the times, because pain is something that is inevitable, but we never, ever, 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 ever get taught how to deal with our discomfort or the pain that we feel. And that to me is crazy, because from the point that we're in the child, from the point that we're a child, that is the one common thing that we're dealing with. And without understanding truly of it, it's just something that we try to ignore. And you might think, how are we taught to ignore pain? But even from a baby, think what we do when children cry. And a lot of the times why children cry, babies cry, is because they don't know what they don't know what's going on. This little bundle of joy is born into this world and has no idea what's going on. You're putting clothes on them, you're putting clothes on them. They don't even know what clothes are. You put mushy stuff in their mouth. Next thing you know, they got a titty in their mouth. And they probably like having the titty in their mouth, but they don't completely know why yet. These are all confusing times for children. They don't know what's going on, and they're looking to us to teach them what's going on, but we don't know what's going on. But a lot of the times what happens is they get so confused and so upset and so frustrated that they start crying. And what's the first thing we do? They look to us, tell them what they should do. We look at them and say, stop crying, don't cry, don't do that. So it kind of like submits their pain or subdues their pain and how they're feeling. It's never spoken about, like, okay, you're crying, why do you feel this way? What's going on? How are you thinking right now? How, like, what is the feeling that you're actually feeling? Is there anything? And talk through it. The first thing we do is shh, 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 shh. Even from a child, even from a baby, I mean, it's shh, 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 shh. And we kind of silence their pain. And I know I could be looking really deep into things, but at the end of the day, the deeper we go, the more answers we might reveal, and the more doors that it might open to new answers and new revelations. You know what I mean? If you actually think about it, because if from a child or from a baby, that any time that we feel discomfort or feel pain, we're silenced or we're told to not cry or not express that discomfort or not, and then we completely don't understand even why it's there. It's never explained to us. We grow up with this understanding of not understanding, it just is a thing, and it's bad because it makes us feel bad and we don't know what it's there for. We're never taught why pain is there. We're just taught, oh, it's just something that happens. And I think that can really, really, really have an effect, not only on an individual, but as a collective that we are, as human beings that are never taught how to deal and process with pain, but have a lot of it. And we develop the way that we see the world between 1 and 7. And I'm definitely going to do an episode on childhood trauma and dealing with childhood trauma, because I think it's very, very important to know that between 1 and 7, your brain is basically in hypnosis. So it's like how a child learns is to watch, copy, and repeat. That's how we learn how to speak. That's how we learn how to walk and do anything. We look, we learn, and we repeat. So our brain is in the waveform of what a hypnosis would be, because we're absorbing information, we're taking in everything around us, and we're learning basically how to be human. So in that 1 to 7 period or 0 to 7 period, we are absorbing everything that we feel like we should know or we know about life. And by that time, we have basically decided this is what this is. This is what life is. This is what being human is. And that's kind of scary if you think there's like, at the point you're 7, you formulated what you think life is when you really haven't lived anything. But what goes even deeper and is even a little bit scarier is, and maybe scary is not the word, but even unsettling, is that between that time, we as humans have kind of adapted this thing of sheltering our children from certain lessons, understandings, and thought processes. So what happens is, between the ages of 0 and 7, this child is not given the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help them God themselves, because, you know, you are the universe. Either way, they're not given these true understandings. They're given kind of watered down versions or quote unquote protected versions of what, as adults, we feel they should and shouldn't know at this point to protect their innocence. But what it truly does, it doesn't protect their innocence. It almost corrupts it. In a way, because without truly learning about pain, without truly learning about love, like unconditional love, in any way, without truly learning about choices, without truly learning about the world and the choices that other people make and why they make them, without learning those things, they're left to have a broken perception about the world, pain, and their emotions, that then they have to heal, or we have to heal as adults. There's a lot of things that I feel like a lot of us are now looking at within our 20s, our late 20s, within our 30s, within our 40s, that we're retracing our steps that come from the point of when we were a child. And it's wild to think that there is unprocessed pain that we are still carrying around with us from when we were a child, from when we were like 7 years old, 6 years old, 5 years old, that there's certain understandings that we have around the world and how we see the world from that point of why and how and everything that we feel around the world a lot of the times is just unprocessed. I said this on my Instagram the other day, and as I was speaking, I think it really came to me clearer, because it wasn't something I put much thought into, but I started to understand it the more that I explained. And it was that there's demons walking amongst us all the time. There's demons. And I started to think, what does that mean? And what are demons? What do I believe that demons are? And I do believe that demons are physical manifestations of pain. I think some people battle their demons. And then some people live with them for so long that they become them. And they live with these pains. They act out of these pains. It's like they're possessed by these pains. They only see their lens. It's like there's a lens of pain over their eyes. So as they see the world, it's filtered through this lens of pain. And that's the trouble in having unprocessed or unrecognized pain that you live with. Because if it's not something you're actively trying to heal from and move through, then it's something that has the power to overcome and overtake you. And without learning the proper tools, how to deal with said pain and how to deal with said emotions and how to deal with said trauma, then you can literally become a manifestation of that pain and that trauma. And we've all been around people that change or have changed or just act out of pure bitterness or act out of hurt or don't trust anybody or have a guard up. And because of that, they inflict those things and inflict that pain and inflict that kind of mindset on you. And those people are and do need the love the most than anybody else, because they are losing the battle with their demon. They are losing the battle with their demons to the point that their demons now are running their household. And in order to avoid us having our demons run our household, because J. Cole has a line, I'm pretty sure it's J. Cole. He says, "I'm tired of living with my demons because they busy inviting more." And that is the truth. Pain causes pain that causes pain that causes pain that causes more pain, and then you act out of pain that causes more pain, and then you treat someone in a way that is painful and that creates them more pain. And it creates a cycle. It literally is a cycle of hurt, get hurt, hurt, be hurt, hurt is hurt. And we see it a lot in relationships where someone has been hurt beforehand. So then when they meet somebody, they push them away or treat them in a certain mannerism because the pain that was caused to them beforehand, they now know nothing but that. And because of that, and being afraid of feeling that again, they then push and force that on someone else to push that person away. And it's always crazy to me that we live, it's like we're scared of feeling pain, but we're already living in the pain that we're feeling. So what are we scared of? I don't know if that makes sense, but I'll explain it one more time. If you're scared of feeling pain or pain that you felt in the past beforehand, you are already living in that pain and reliving that pain every single time you think, feel, or operate out of it or move through it. So you are already living in the pain that you feel fear the most. So it is quintessential that we learn how to first recognize our pain, then recognize where it stems from. So not just, oh yeah, because so-and-so hurt me. No, because that is not about another person. It's about you. What did you believe about this situation? What did you believe about it? Like, what did you put with it? Like, because you can only control yourself. I always tell people to take responsibility for their own pain, their own actions, their own mannerism. Don't blame it on anybody else. You're not a victim, because at the end of the day, we're all working out of some element of pain. And if you do put the responsibility or the blame on someone else, then you can never take charge and take the power back, because you will constantly be waiting on someone else to act better, be better, do something else, or might have, could have, would have, should have done something, instead of just being like, this is what I did and this is what I can control, this is what I can grow from, this is what I can make sure never happens again. Because in the ways that I acted, this is the places that I acted out of pain, and this is the places that I caused this to myself. These are the expectations that I have that led to this. And in that way, move through it like that instead of holding so dearly and so closely onto this was caused, pain was caused to you. It's a very thin and tricky line, but to accept and embrace the pain that first off you're feeling, understand that there is a reason that it's there, find the root and the cause of it. For a very long time, I had abandonment issues, and at times they will still come up in certain situations, and I can root that back from, I can say, oh, it's because my dad wasn't there. That's why. My dad wasn't, when I was a child, my dad wasn't there and I felt like it wasn't. No, it wasn't that. It was the fact that when I was a child, I believed that I was not good enough for my father because he wasn't there. That was a belief that I had. That is not true. Later on in my life, when I reconvened with my father, I realized that he was operating out of his pain. His pain was he wanted to give me everything in the world and he didn't have everything in the world. And because of that, he never wanted to be present with nothing. So there's two different, that was a lie that he's told himself. I told myself a different lie as a child and I believed it so much so that throughout my life, that until the point where I reconvened with him, I would think that everybody in my life wanted to leave me. I wasn't good enough. I wasn't good enough to have friends. I wasn't good enough to be in a relationship. So I wasn't good enough. So it didn't stem from the absence of my father. It stemmed from the belief that I had about that absence. The fact of it is, yeah, he wasn't there. The lie in which I told myself was he wasn't there because it was something to do with me. I believed that as a child between 1 to 7. I held on to that. And then it created situations throughout my teen years, throughout my young adult life that was very resistant and very turbulent and very victimized because I believed that I wasn't good enough. So when I say find the stem of why the pain is being caused, it's finding the root. It's finding the belief that you've told yourself about it. Finding that. And unearthing that, digging that up, pulling those weeds out and seeing, okay, let me see it for what it is. Let me see it clearly. That's the first step. Then when you see it, and I'm not saying none of this, as I always say this, these things aren't easy because nobody wants to see their own shit. It's not pretty. It doesn't smell nice. And we would rather just ignore it. We would rather just ignore it. I get it. So none of the things I'm saying, it's not as easy as, yeah, just find the root and dig it up. No, these things are work. These things take time. If you need help, if you need counsel, then find counsel within someone, whether you need to go therapy. Me, myself, I'm a mindset coach, so I help people like develop and go through the actual process of going through these things. Within this podcast, obviously all I'm doing is giving ideas and sharing ideas and thoughts and processes. But if you ever want to go, it's something that you're going to have to go deeper into than just a one-day thing. This is going to take time, but be patient with yourself because no matter how, like, I can't say a generalization of where you guys are at, but these things have been enrooted in you for years, 10 plus, 15 plus, 20 plus for some of you years. So it's not going to be as easy as a click of the finger to get rid of them. It's going to take work to unearth that sort of soil and unearth these roots. But once you do and you see them for what they are, you can help change and start going into the process of how to process these pains. And how you see pain itself will help change your idea and your resistance to the subject. The way I always see pain is, how can you see pain as a good thing? Ask yourself this, how can I see pain as a good thing? How can pain be a benefit? This is one way, this is one practice I tell people, is if you broke your arm, it's broken, but you didn't feel it. There was no pain involved. You just broke your arm. Your arm's broken, right? You're walking around, your arm is broken, but you feel nothing. You feel no pain. You will continue to use your arm and you could actually make it worse. Not even actually. the 100% chance, if your arm is broken and you continue to use it the way you was using it, without resting it, without putting it up, whatever it is, you will make it worse. What pain is an indicator. When you feel pain, is an indicator to allow you to know, hey, check this out. Hey, look at this. In that situation, pain alerts you and lets you know, hey, there's something wrong here. Let's not make it worse. So even with emotional and spiritual pain, a lot of the times, if it's not, there's two types. There's pain that grows you, that is growing you. I think all pain can grow you, actually. But if pain grows you, and it's pain that can alert you that something that you're thinking, something that you're feeling, something that you're doing isn't truly in alignment with who you are or what you need, or you're not telling yourself the truth. All those years that I was hurt about my abandonment issues, nobody wants me, I'm not good enough, blah, 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 blah. Whole time it made me feel terrible every time I thought those thoughts, and I just thought it was true, that's why I felt bad. But no, me feeling bad, that pain every time I thought about the subject was an alert to say, hey, something's not right here in the way that you're thinking, something's not right here in the way that you're operating, something's not right here in what you're telling yourself, maybe you should look at this, alert, 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 pay attention. But we look at pain, and because we feel it, and we're like, oh, it feels so bad, this must be, I don't want to ever feel, oh. And we start thrashing around instead of looking at it for its use. What is its use? What is it there for? What is it useful for? How does it help us? And once we can start seeing pain like that, we can hopefully start moving past and healing from it. So part of the process of healing from your pain is first recognizing it. Two, find the root or the cause, where it came from, or where it comes from. What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about other people? What do you believe about the world around you that is allowing you to see and feel the world the way that you do? Once you can do that, you can start the process of healing from these things, which starts at telling yourself a different story, changing your perception around the subject of where it came from. And that is also, again, it takes time. It will take training. There's some exercises that you can do. I'm going to start after each podcast, I'm going to start like writing not even a lesson plan or homework, but just things that help me through it and has helped me through a lot of the subjects that we're talking about. But yeah, you can start to process once you uncover where it comes from. You can start to process the pain and process how to deal with it and then learn how to heal from it. And then how to move forward. These are all processes. But this is not the last time that I'll talk about this subject. It's generally the first. It's going to be an ongoing thing. Always conversations. The more we talk about it, the same things. Even if we're talking about the same things, share different ideas, different things will come up, and we'll allow ourselves to see different reflections of ourselves and what we need to do together to get over a lot of the things that we deal with. But I wanted to say, I love you very much, like always. Thank you for listening. I really, really appreciate it. Share, subscribe, pass on. Anybody you feel like would need to hear anything that was said today, pass it on. Share the love and be blessed today. Whether your day is going how you would like it or if it's not, just realize that it is perfect and it's exactly where it needs to be. Until next time.